Slop bucket. Oh, we call it swill too a lot of times, and garbage bucket. We call it all those things, and we fed them in a trough, or we called the pig pen a pig sty, and the trough, what did we call it? Anything different? Just a trough. It was usually an old tub or something.
Did you have a separate trough for the water?
No, we just pour water in the trough that we fed them in.
Now, did anybody ever have two of those?
What?
Would anybody ever have two of those that they would have?
For water and feed too? Not usually. Well, yes, sometimes we'd have a trough, we'd call it, and a feeder. We'd put grain in where it'd just come out at the bottom as the pigs did the way it'd come on down. We had, when we fed them a lot of grain, we have one of those too. But we'd always, just a couple of pigs, we'd usually feed them very little grain except to fatten them. We'd just use what's left over from the table.
What was the slop bucket made out of?
Oh, it could be wood, or it could be one of these 3-gallon galvanized buckets, or even an aluminum one, especially when aluminum got popular, we'd buy aluminum buckets. And then those granite ones, we called them enamel buckets.
Did they ever have buckets made out of tin?
Well, yes, I guess you'd call it tin. A lot of times we'd convert a honey can or a syrup can or something into a bucket. They hold 5 gallons. We just put a bale on them and use them.
Okay, what about, maybe you could tell me in the old days how you go about washing your dishes?
We would heat some water on the stove and put it in the dishpan and put some soap. Maybe we'd use homemade soap. Maybe we'd get some false naphtha and go at them. And then rinse them and dry them. Oh yeah, dish rag.
And for drying them,
a washcloth or not a dish rag, but a dish towel.
And were there different types of? Well, where would you get the water from?
Usually, we'd dig a well. Sometimes we'd have to haul it in hogsheads, barrels, because a lot of these places you can't get good water out here. Indoor plumbing, we'd call it. We'd have the bath. When we got running water, we'd make a cesspool and a sewer with two kinds. We'd run it out in pipes, corrugated pipes, in trenches and bury them. And then we'd have what we call a sewer too, or a septic tank. We'd run all the slop from the house into that, and then it would liquefy everything, settle to the bottom, the solids, and then run the rest out on the land.
Now, what about, what would you call that thing where you turn where the water comes out of
the faucet.
And if it were outside of the house, would you call it something?
We'd call a outside of a faucet. We'd call them faucets. Well, about the same as they have in there. We didn't have pressure cookers in those early days. They were quite the thing when they come out. That was in the 20s, I guess, before many pressure cookers.